Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Tonight, hey, we are gearing up for the 2016 Rio Olympics, and I have selected a new book that has just been released. It is titled The End of the Perfect 10, The Making and Breaking of Gymnastics Top Score from Nadia to Now. We are going to take an inside look at the gymnastics world and beyond, and inside the history of the score that defined the sport of gymnastics for decades. Delighted and honored to have with us this evening author and New York-based writer and journalist Devorah Myers. It's her first time on the show. Good evening and welcome, Devorah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, listen, congratulations on the book. It is fascinating, and as I said, it explores the past, the present, and the future of sports of gymnastics. And I tell you what, it is truly hard to believe that it's been 40 years ago since 14-year-old Nadia Comăneci from Romania scored the first perfect 10 in Olympic competition. Was that kind of the motivation to write this book, the anniversary? Did that inspire you?
Yeah, that was a starting point for me when I realized that the 40th anniversary was upon us. And I felt like the sport, I needed to look back at the history of the sport, see where the sport came from. But then I also realized there hadn't been a book about gymnastics in quite some time. And I felt that the sport needed to be updated for people.
Hey, Devorah Myers is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You're talking about there really isn't been that many books that have been out on women's gymnastics. What is overall the main goal of the book? Because you do provide extensive history on the sport, but what is your main goal that you wanted to accomplish that the readers could take away?
I really wanted to write a book that was highly readable because I feel like there isn't a lot of sports journalism on gymnastics. I love reading sports journalism. I'm a huge fan of tennis writing and other kinds of sports writing. And I really wanted to see something that treated the sport as a serious tech, something worthy of analysis, as opposed to this thing that we pay attention to once every 4 years. And look how cute and amazing they are. Or on the flip side, look how abused they are. And there seems to be nothing really in between those two points. And I really wanted to fill that.
Well, tell us this. I mean, how much has the sport of gymnastics evolved over the past, 10 to 20 years? I mean, it's less about what precision and strength and more about being athletic than being an artist. Is that right?
I mean, I would definitely say that precision still plays a really big role in the sport. But yes, I would, anecdotally, you would think that it has moved away from artistry. And that the athletes are much more athletic. I think even calling them athletes is a departure. I think in the past they were talked about as gymnasts, and now they use the language of athleticism to describe a lot of these gymnasts. So I think that has been a movement. The physique of the average gymnast is different than it was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. They are much better conditioned. They're in much better shape. They look more muscular than I think they did. If you do some side-by-side photos, I think you'll see that there's a big difference in the physique. And the difficulty is much higher than it was 20 years ago.
In terms of, and I know you hit on this in your book, the scoring system, how it's changed. I mean, back from what, 1976 to 92, a perfect 10 was awarded more than 100 times. And then international elite gymnasts made the switch to the open-ended system that is used today. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and that's just the women. The men had around 100 of their own perfect scores, and we're leaving out rhythmic completely from that match.
Wow. So
there were a lot of perfect moments, and in 2006, the International Gymnastics Federation adopted a new scoring model where they sort of separate the scores, where one panel of judges decides how difficult your exercise is. So it starts from zero, and it climbs as high. Generally, a really difficult routine would be around 7, like incredibly difficult. So you don't see it higher than 7, except for one Japanese male gymnast on the floor exercise. And that he's a prodigy. And then on the other side of the score, it still starts at 10, so you still have this 10, but you just take deduction. So that those judges are determining how well you did your skills. And then they take those two marks, like let's say 6.5 and 9.0, and they add them together, and I can't do math on the spot, but that's your score.
Hey, Devorah Myers, the author of The End of the Perfect 10, The Making and Breaking of Gymnastics Top Scores from Nadia to Now. She is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Just have time for a couple more questions. Who did you interview in the book?
Oh, I interviewed so many people. I interviewed Nadia, and that was a real honor. I was a very bad gymnast when I was younger, but I was very passionate. I interviewed a lot of coaches, a lot of judges, like the person who conceptualize the open-ended scoring system starting back in the 80s. You think something that happened in 2006 would have happened like in the 90s or early aughts. And he was into this idea back in the early 80s. And so that was fascinating for me, is a guy named Hardy Fink. And I spent time with coaches. So I interviewed former world champion Kim Zemeskal, who's now a top elite coach in the United States. She and her husband own a gym outside of Dallas. And I was at the world championships twice. I interviewed the second woman to ever get a perfect 10, Nellie Kim. It was the same Olympics as Nadia. No one remembers her, but she got two perfect 10s. I mean, obviously Nadia got 7 and she also won the all around, but Nellie Kim was right up there, got her own 10s. I spoke to her. I always love talking to the person who's like the second person to walk on the moon. You kind of want to hear what happened to them in their lives.
Hey, now, of course, the Rio Olympics are rapidly approaching. Who are you looking forward to watching the most?
I think there are other gymnasts to look out for, such as Lori Hernandez, who had, a breakout weekend Olympic trials. She just won everyone over. The crowd was chanting her name. And she is a 16-year-old from New Jersey, super charismatic, does a lot of difficulty, but also has incredible charisma and presence on the floor. I think she's going to be a star. Ali Raisman is back from the 2012 Olympics. She at 22 looks like she's in better shape than she was at 18. And she was in great shape at 18. So it's really incredible to see the veterans come back. Gabby Douglas is back as well. She's 20. And so there's a lot of great gymnasts to look at.
That, of course, was Devorah Myers, author of The End of the Perfect 10. Special thank you to all of our amazing guests tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter @ERadioSports.